Mr. Shepard, would you give your invocation, please?
Good God, you're heading here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community. And we pray tonight your guidance that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community.
Please join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin tonight, I'd like to ask Mr. Lowe to give us an update on the Buchanan Street bridge, please.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, a couple months ago, we were approached by the New Mexico Department of Transportation regarding some damage that had taken place to the westbound lane of the Baton Bridge. They asked at that time, or they told us at that time, that they're gonna have to restrict traffic to one lane on that bridge. Yesterday, we were approached again by the New Mexico Department of Transportation that they have seen further damage to that section of the bridge and that they need to restrict all the traffic on the road. New Mexico Department of Transportation informed us that by state statute, they have to divert that traffic onto another state highway, which would be New Mexico 200, better known as the George Relief Route. Yesterday and today, we have engaged New Mexico Department of Transportation for an alternative traffic plan to better accommodate the citizens of Crosman. So we have started those conversations today. We think that there's some possible avenues to do that. So we'll work on that. Eastbound traffic is still open at this time, and we're looking at if that could be used as a method, but then the railroad becomes an issue with that as well. So that is where we're at with the bridge. We are working feverishly with the New Mexico Department of Transportation and Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railroad as well to alleviate this problem.
Question from the council?
John, no traffic will be allowed in Carlsbad except the George Shoot. You have to go all the way around.
At this time, that is correct.
So, go ahead, sir.
But Councilman Walsh, we do believe there's a mechanism, maybe through an MOU or something, that we could have an agreement with New Mexico Department of Transportation for an alternative traffic.
You know, to piggyback on that, I had some constituents that told me that they're getting tired of all the truck traffic going along Lower Amsterdam. There's a lot of truck traffic kind of, instead of going straight, they're going to the left and going down
James Street,
exactly. And they don't.
Yeah, and the reason for that is anything that weighed over 15 tons was restricted from even that single lane of traffic. So they weren't adhering to the traffic control measures out on George Shoot that they should have been taking and overcoming the town. That was their only way is through James Street.
That bridge isn't sustained with truck traffic.
They say it's not good for heavy truck traffic on that bridge at this time. Or any traffic at that time, that's why they restricted
it. And so do you know for how long it might be?
They said the repairs would take anywhere from 3 to 6 months.
That's okay.
So I was out there today and took the bypass, and it's completely blocked. You cannot get into Carlsbad that way. And my concern is all of the companies, XTO and Chevron, the neighborhood that's out there. If there was an emergency for the fire department to get somebody from that neighborhood back to the hospital or wherever they need to go, that's a concern. And then when you get to the bypass and you finally get to Canal Street, if anybody's wanting to leave Canal Street to get on the bypass, there's a long line of traffic, and that was at 4:15 today. So I just think if they can't work with us to make alternative routes, I mean, perhaps traffic lights out there at the minimum. So, anyway, but there's 17,000 vehicles leaving Carlsbad every day. I can't imagine 17,000 vehicles trying to go on one lane. That seems more of a safety hazard than an inconvenience. So those are just my thoughts.
Mr. Mayor, we're trying to, you know, we're working with the keep you updated for everything that we've got going on, so. Okay. I move to number one, approval of the agenda. Have a motion in the second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Amaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Morrison?
Yes.
Mrs. Meyer?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business, all matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council. They will be acted upon in one motion, there will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to please give us an update on C1 and D4, please.
Mayor, members of the council, C1 is a request to approve proposals for engineering services for the Calvin City Air Terminal. We only received one proposal, that was for Molson and Corbin. Molson Corbin has a long history of working with the city of Carlsbad in airport projects. Kent Fryer, who works for Molson, has been the airport engineer for over 30 years. City staff recommends awarding this RFP for their services at the Calvin City Air Terminal. Item D4 is a request to enter into a professional services agreement with Precision Fireworks for the 4th of July 2023 show at Lake Carlsbad. Precision Fireworks is the same company that's provided those fireworks shows for the last 3 years.
Question?
I have a question, John.
Yes, sir.
On D4, the fireworks show, great, outstanding, love it. I sit right behind the deep band show generally, same place every year. Why can't we have patriotic music all during the fireworks, in the fireworks for 30 minutes, during that time period? Because there wasn't this year, it was sporadic.
Well, what I understand is CD 104 records those, or that's on the radio. Is that them on right there?
They sing the fireworks, do the patriotic music.
Well, where I was sitting, it wasn't patriotic music, I don't know.
I believe the point is that you have to have a personal speaker with your radio, move to attention to be able to hear that broadcast, but it's not broadcast by the city or by the provider, it's broadcast by the radio station.
But we have people playing music at the band show, they're playing music. I just think it should be patriotic. During the show, that's all. Is it 30 minutes? I'm not high enough for the city to request that.
We'll make sure that that stays there. Further questions?
May I make a motion for you?
We have a motion to approve, and a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Amaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
All items under routine regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of request for a transfer of location only and dispenser liquor license number 0050 for also located at 4412 National Parks Highway. Mr. Lowe?
Yeah. Mayor, members of the council, this is a request approval of the transfer of a location of a dispenser liquor license for also. Also, is requesting to transfer the license from Allsup's at 1010 South Canal near the Mighty Wash to their new location located at 4412 National Parks Highway. The applicant is BW Gas, doing business at Allsup's.
And we do have a couple of representatives from Allsup's, and just want to say what a beautiful location and outstanding facility that is.
Thank you.
Looks really good.
Thank you.
Questions from the council? We need a motion to approve. Oh, we have a motion to approve.
Second.
A second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Amaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Number four, four, consider approval to apply for grant funding for AIP reconstruction of runway at Cavern City Terminal. Mr. Lutz.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is a request to approve to submit a grant application for the reconstruction of runway 14R32 at left at the Cavern City Air Terminal. This agreement between the FFA and New Mexico Department of Transportation, and they will fund 99% of this project. The city match will be 1%. This is roughly a 4.6 million dollar project.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Neimeyer.
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of request from Carlsbad Main Street to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city streets during the on-target firefighter combat battle. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request by the Carlsbad Main Street to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city streets during the on-target firefighter combat challenge. The City of Carlsbad Fire Department has been approved to host the on-target firefighter combat challenge on Friday and Saturday, August 26 and 27, 2022. As part of this event, Carlsbad Main Street wishes to have alcohol service, beer, and wine provided by Milton's Brewing from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, August 26, and from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, August 27. A beer garden located on Mermaid Street outside of Milton's Brewing will be set up. This will be an extension of the existing patio area that Milton's Brewing regularly serves in. The beer garden will be set up by a licensed alcohol server and will be cordoned off from the rest of the event area. The beer garden will also have only one controlled entrance for attendees, and security will be provided. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older, and entrants must provide a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be a requirement to purchase beer or alcohol within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated beer garden area. If it is the will of the council to allow beer and alcohol sales and consumption within a beer garden located on city streets, city staff recommends the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Main Street and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, restrictions for service at the location, including but not limited to fencing of the service area, guarding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Main Street and the alcohol server shall name the City of Carlsbad as an additional insured under general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator. And I'll stand.
Question, Mr. Patterson. We also have a representative from Main Street, Kat Davis, here. If we have any questions for her.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve the request for
state what a wonderful idea it was to move this firefighter challenge to downtown Carlsbad to provide the shade and the environment and everything that goes on with it. So much more fun. And I second the motion.
Is that a second?
That was a second.
Thank you. A motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Neimeyer.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of request from Carlsbad Medical Center to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city streets during the on-target firefighter challenge. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request by Carlsbad Medical Center to serve alcohol, beer, and liquor on city streets during the on-target firefighter combat challenge. As discussed in the previous item, the City of Carlsbad Fire Department has been approved to host the on-target firefighter combat challenge on Friday and Saturday, August 26 and 27, 2022. As part of this event, Carlsbad Medical Center is hosting a firefighters combat challenge dinner. Food and alcohol service, beer and liquor will be provided by Lucy's Mexicali Restaurant from four PM to ten PM on Saturday, August 27th, 2022. An alcohol tent will be set up on Mermont Street between Camden Street and the alley, as you see in the attached map. The alcohol area will be set up by a licensed alcohol server and will be cordoned off from the rest of the event. The alcohol area will only have one control entrance for attendees. This entrance must provide a valid ID as proof of age. Those under the age of 21 must be accompanied by someone 21 years or older. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be a requirement to purchase beer or liquor within the alcohol tent. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated alcohol area. It is the will of the council to allow beer and liquor sales and consumption within the designated hospitality area located on City Street. City staff recommends the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Carlsbad Medical Center and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, including and unlimited to fencing of the service area, guarding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Carlsbad Medical Center and the alcohol server shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Questions for Mr. Patterson?
Yeah.
Jeff, it's going to be Millpool and Boosie's are the two licensees, right?
For yes.
Yeah. They're going to have tents set up close to each other, the same place, or not?
They're going to be close, but they're not going to be connected.
Seven, consider approval of the request for the Carlsbad Disc Golf Club to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city property during the Carlsbad Disc Golf Tournament. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. As stated, this is a request by Carlsbad Disc Golf Club to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city property during the Carlsbad Disc Golf Tournament. The Carlsbad Disc Golf Club has requested to host a tournament at the disc golf course on Saturday and Sunday, October 29th and 30th, 2022. As part of this event, Carlsbad Disc Golf Club wishes to have alcohol service, beer and wine, provided by Milton's Brewing from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, October 29th. A beer garden will be set up at the MLK Park Pavilion at 203 Plaza Street. The beer garden will be set up by a licensed alcohol server and will be cordoned off from the rest of the event area. Beer garden will also only have one controlled entrance for attendees, and security will be provided. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older, and entrants must provide a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be a requirement to purchase beer or alcohol within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated beer garden area. If it is the will of the council to allow beer and alcohol sales and consumption within a beer garden located within the MLK Park, city staff recommends the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Carlsbad Disc Golf Club and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, including but not limited to fencing of the service area, guarding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Carlsbad Disc Golf Club and the alcohol service shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Questions
for
Mr. Patterson?
Mr. Patterson, have we ever allowed alcohol in MLK Park?
I don't recall any occurrence. We may have, and I'm just forgetting, but I don't recall that we have.
Jeff, do they have an alcohol server? Because you mentioned that it was beer, wine, and liquor, so is it?
It's just beer and wine, so we're just being Milton's.
Oh,
we only have the beer and wine license.
Okay.
Further questions from the council?
Yes.
Ms. Pine Forest.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Mr. Meyer.
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval to accept 2022 Bureau of Justice Assistance Final Discretionary Community Project Award in the amount of $400,000 for public safety gaming hill radio upgrades. Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, as mentioned, we're requesting approval to accept this DOJ grant for the public safety handheld radio equipment upgrades. The city has been awarded $400,000 to upgrade 45 radios at the Crosby Fire Department and 50 radios with the Crosby Police Department. These radios are compatible with each other, as well as these radios will work with the radios currently in use.
Questions for Mr. Lowe? Motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call the roll.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of resolution 2022-37, a resolution adopting the FY 2024-2028 Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan, ICIP, Ms. Testa.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. Thank you. Before you is the final FY 2024-2028 ICIP for your consideration. On July 26th, this was brought before you in a presentation to provide the ICIP process information, the preliminary list for your final review and request for any additional comments. No changes were requested except for staff did add one project back into the final list. It's the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Center Meals Kitchen Equipment, which is number two in Exhibit B. The reason for this is that the city recently applied for funding to acquire this kitchen equipment through New Mexico Food Security. However, we were notified that we were not successful in that grant application due to the high number of requests and limited funds. Capital Outlay Bureau Chief Wesley Billingsley did recommend that the project go for possible aging and long-term services emergency funding, since it fits that program as well. So staff will coordinate with aging and long-term services to get that to hopefully get those funds for that project. We just wanted to make sure that the project remain on the ICIP list in case aging and long-term services required it. So at this time, we're requesting you adopt this enclosed resolution and the prioritized listing. This will allow staff to upload the list and require documentation to DFA by August 19th. That's the deadline for the Exhibit A projects, and then September 9th for the senior projects, which are on Exhibit B. So if you have any questions, I stand before you.
Question, Ms. Testa. Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move for approval. We have a motion for approval. Second. No further discussion. Call the roll. Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2022-38, the resolution requiring the removal of the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds at 2301 and 2303 Iowa Street, 305 South 6th Street, owner Maria L. Ramos. Ms. Boyer.
Here, January, ladies and gentlemen of the City Council. This is a proposed resolution to require the removal of the ruins, rubbish, debris, and weeds at 2301 and 2303 Iowa Street, which is also known as 305 South 6th. This property is located in a residential neighborhood near 6th and Texas Street. It has non-running vehicles in the backyard, overgrown weeds in the alley, along the property, camper next to the house, which appears to be inhabited. Trash, debris, and appliances are in the yard. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists a Maria L. Ramos as the owner or having an interest in the property, and her address is 305 South 6th. The camper appears to be occupied, but the lock has not been maintained. Code enforcement enforcement placed a door hanger, notice of violation on the door on April 1st, 2022, and the other notice of violation on April 14th, 2022, he is certified in mail, which was picked up by someone June 9th, 2022. A resolution has been prepared for your review, which if you adopt it, will require the property owner to remove all rooms, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and leaves from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. My office sent a certified letter to Ms. Rollins on July 25th, 2022, addressing, asking her to come to council, inviting her to come to council if she wished. I have provided you with updated photographs that used to be taken of the property so that you can determine their current condition of this property. And any questions?
Questions? Oh, yeah. No, do we have a representative for that property? Seeing none.
Mayor, I move for approval.
There's a motion to approve.
I'll
second. No further discussion. Call for the vote. Ms. Waltrip?
Yes.
Ms. Tamaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of resolution 2022-39, a resolution requiring the removal of ruin, damage, or dilapidated buildings or structure, ruins, and weeds at 2202 South Davis Street, two lots, owners Kevin Bowen and Karen Nielsen. Ms. Boyette.
Mayor Jan, we have members of the council regarding your proposed resolution to require the removal of the ruined, damaged, or dilapidated building structure of ruins and weeds at 2202 South Davis Street, which consists of two lots. The property is two lots located in a residential area near the intersection of Plum and Davis Street. There appears to be an abandoned structure on the property under Queens throughout. The Ada County Assessor's Office listed Kevin Bowen and Karen Wilson as owned or having an interest in the property. The record lists their address as 150 Raccoon Lane, Bend Lawn, California. The property is vacant. The doors and windows are broken and unsecured. There's a large amount of weeds. The property has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to this property. It's been an ongoing problem. A letter was sent by certified mail to the owners on June 24th, 2022. The property has been inspected by code enforcement officers and fire officials, and they found that it remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The overburdened, damaged, ruined, or dilapidated structure remain on the property. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared for your consideration that would require the owners to remove all ruins, dilapidated structure, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from their property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On July 22nd, a certified letter was sent to the owners at the address on the records of the Eddy County Assessor's Office, and it invited them to attend the meeting and speak with council about the property. I will inform the council that I did receive a telephone call from a Kevin Bowen, and he subsequently sent an email, which I would like to read to the city council. He requested that I do this. I would appreciate this email to serve as a letter of explanation regarding the property at 2202 Davis Street, City of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The original intent for the purchase of the property was to remodel and or rehabilitation. Unfortunately, my wife, Karen Wilson, has become seriously ill, and I am the primary caregiver. The time and expense to do the proposed project is now impossible. We are in complete agreement that the property has deteriorated to the point of needing demolition. However, I am asking the council to extend the amount of time in order for me to gain a quote from a contractor to demolish the property and bring it to city code. I have been working with the building department and code enforcement to do such a thing. It is certainly our intention to bring this issue to a close with satisfaction to all parties. Thank you for your consideration, Kevin Bowen. And I've also provided you with updated photographs to show the exact current condition of the property. So, are there any questions?
Questions for you?
Sure. Don't we give them 30 days anyway?
We give them 30 days. That's what the resolution proposes.
Oh, Yes.
Mr. Miaforis?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neumeyer?
Yes.
That moves us to number 12, council committee reports. Does any council have any updates? Not, I'd like for Mr. Love to give us a maybe stuff going on.
Yes, mayor members of the council, I'm pleased to announce that today the city of Carlsbad received advance notification from Senator Heidrich's office. The city's been awarded $1.1 million for the fiscal year 2022 raise grant. This is a highly competitive federal grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. This 24-month project will support the plan and design cost for a proposed bridge at the Boyd and Radio Boulevard intersection just south of the city center, crossing at the Carlsbad Irrigation Canal and our Canyon Regional Drainage. I want to personally thank all the city staff and everybody involved in this great project for the city of Carlsbad.
And I also want to thank everybody involved in this. We've been working on this for a long time. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 13, Councilor Lisa Anayapour.